underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our Break Free series with Break Free from Soul Ties. Have you ever seen a couple breaking up, but yet somehow they remain entangled in some kind of relationship? I mean, they can't get along, they cannot stand each other, but yet they're together somehow. Well, it ain't love. It is plainly and simply a soul tie. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. In other words, anyone you have slept with became part of you because you become one flesh with them. And that is a soul tie. It can prevent you from meeting your true soulmate and from having a healthy relationship. And it will prevent you from having a healthy marriage altogether. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. God honors marriage, and there is no prosperity in fornication, adultery, homosexuality, and sexual immorality altogether. So before even thinking about breaking free from a soul tie, you must first consider letting go of sexual immorality and commit yourself wholly to God. Then, as God heals you, he will bring along the soulmate that he has created for you, because there's someone out there for you. But you will not find that someone without God's blessing. I guarantee you that. Now, after you commit yourself to God, you can then pray and break those ties using the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a prayer to break free from soul ties on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, in our prayer collection, under the prayer section. So, go on and break free from soul ties today. Amen?
Amen.
On our next message, we are going to address generational curses. So until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.